Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I'm going to ask one more question, then Tim, you can take it over here, which, of course, yes, we're more interested in all the other stuff. And in terms of the Pentagon UAP Task Force report, it's a big yawn for most people. Oh, okay, there's the report, and they didn't admit ETs here right now, so forget about it. I think the statement or the implication that there's an alien origin from former Senator Nelson might be significant, except there was very little coverage. I think I provided more coverage and details on the Paracast than most anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, somebody who's not a legislator anymore is essentially, from a news point of view, a has-been. So the opinion has about half the value of someone who's, in the, whether it be Congress or whatever, legislature or office, now, and then that's a better target. So,
well, you think the guy's head of NASA, that ought to mean something. But we're too busy watching billionaires send millionaires into space.
Well, exactly. Head of NASA, I mean, that might impress some people and probably not others. NASA is a government agency, and it's considered another bureaucracy, no matter how exciting its missions may be. You're right. It's news one day and not the next. There's too many other things going on that affect people's lives. I mean, that's not going to, whatever you're talking about, UFOs and stuff, they're not going to put gas in your car for a reasonable price, or the lower food prices, things of that kind. There are things that are of more import to people right now. Now, should there be an invasion or something like it, UFOs appearing over every major city, as some fiction has speculated, could happen, and they could, that would get people's attention. But until that happens, I think people are more concerned with their pocketbooks.
Yeah, something? If E.T. wanted to take us over, they wouldn't follow the Independence Day methodology. They would do it so quietly that we wake up one day and they were in control.
I don't know. Well, Stan Friedman used to speculate about that. He said, everybody says, well, why don't they land on the White House lawn? That's the oldest one in the book. Or why don't they fly around inside, the stadium during the World Series and say, here we are. Well, what was his exact quote? We're a primitive species whose primary activity is tribal warfare. Why would they want to talk to us? And I always kind of agreed with him on that, This brings up the question of whether E.T. or alien in any broad sense of the term would consider us equals, at least equal enough to talk with in a reasonable manner, to communicate with. That's a big if. I mean, there's every indication from a lot of different cases that there are several, if not lots, of different species coming from who knows where or when to study us and to do other things, experiments or whatever, if that's what's happening. And it's not necessarily one race that's doing this. There is some indication, certainly from ancient history, getting back to the wars of the gods and things of this kind that have come down to us, and that there was the presence of someone else other than humans on Earth and influencing us as plain as the nose on your face. In ancient documents, in history, in folklore, in everything, the question is, who were they? Were they hostile? Did they really mess with us, as the Eden story would indicate, and the other ancient documents we've talked about before? I don't know, but I mean, there's every indication that is what happened. The idea that they would treat us diplomatically as equals, the whole movement of extraterrestrial relations and everything else, and that kind of goes along with the disclosure movement, the exopolitics movement. That's a real if. The implications are not necessarily reassuring, but are we dealing more with the Europeans arriving in North America and dealing with the indigenous people here, or are we dealing with people who would treat us as equals? Or, you know, they're aliens. What could we possibly share except maybe a desire for survival? And if the multiverse thing is true, that wouldn't even enter into it. I mean, there's every indication from reactions to UFO crashes on the part of whoever crashed that death is a minor inconvenience. It doesn't have any meaning in their reality. So, I mean, I think, again, you know, we don't know anything really for sure about this or about our world or even about ourselves. So all speculation, I guess, is valid.
You made an interesting point earlier in this conversation, Paul, talking about the idea that we may be dealing with an other intelligence that lives alongside us, albeit in other, you know, realities, dimensions, whatever you'd want to, you know, call it, and possibly the government may have some kind of idea that this is the reality that they're keeping secret from us. Well, way back previously in this show, we were talking about how religion may be impacted by the idea of extraterrestrials from, you know, physical extraterrestrials from another planet. How do you think that our modern religions would react to this idea of a almost ultimate universal multiverse? I mean, well, I would think if anything would freak them out, that would.
Yeah, I agree to a point. But I think if you look back at the roots of many of our religions, for example, just in talking about Christianity in the New Testament, the very first words of the epistle to the Ephesians refers to, and through him, meaning Christ, him being, and through God through Christ, essentially created the worlds. And I said, in English it even says worlds. Usually English messes it up, but it came through as worlds. And reading in Greek, the actual word is cosmos, which is worlds or universes in Greek. So that was deliberately used, and somehow some right-thinking scribe, you know, preserved it, and it was translated and made it into the English translations. All sorts of ancient documents do the same thing. The Mahabharata, the longest poem in the world, it's the Song of India, and it's become well known in our field as talking about Vimana, you know, flying creatures. Matter of fact, we have an Indian friend who said, you know, we had a word for airplanes before airplanes even existed. And the Indian Air Force actually refers to Vimana for their fighters and warplanes. So, I mean, none of this is new. It's new to us because we, as Graham Hancock says, are a species with amnesia. In the modern world, this sort of stuff is we're so busy. It's educated out of us, and we don't have these concepts. But when I talk to these shaman, particularly the one in Australia and the one in Quebec, the Cree elder, they said the same thing. This is old stuff. People knew, even the religions know all about parallel worlds in one form or another. Now, that's one thing, but I've kind of done over many years a private survey of people and their relationships to their own religions. People do not understand the teachings or the history of their own religions most of the time. Sometimes not even the religious leaders understand it. As a result, people pretty much believe what they want to believe.
Also, you have to bear in mind, too, yeah, as you pretty much mentioned earlier, there's a lot of politics involved there, where those created or appended or annotated the religious texts would probably manipulate it to convey a particular point of view, or because they didn't understand what they had, so they did their best, given their level of development, to interpret it in some way that fits. Either way, you're not getting the real story. You can't chase the sources there because it's just too far back. More to come with Paul Eno, Behind the Paranormal, with Tim Swartz of Conspiracy Journal and Gene Steinberg with something or other. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, the problem with oral tradition is best exemplified by Tim Swartz. But you get my point of view here. You know, we're trying to understand the images of the past being conveyed to us by these documents of history or religion or both. So, Paul, how do we know?
Well, I mean, I think things do sneak through that are very ancient and that can give us some clues. Of course, we have to make a judgment call on that, you know, what's accurate and what isn't, as we talked about previously. But things do tend to leak through, including that word cosmos, and it's translated in English. Another thing that leaks through is another things that could indicate possible alien implications. There's a principle in the Old Testament, I'm thinking particularly in the First Kings, to talk about a divine council where God stands up in the midst of the gods and says, gods though you be, you got to do this, 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 and this. I mean, what? That's something that very ancient that leaked through. Now, certainly, you know, the ancient Israelites were influenced by the other Middle Eastern nations. Every nation is influenced by their neighbors. But it's rather amazing that made it through not only into the Old Testament, but also through the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, where the Christian church decided, you know, what to put in the Bible and what not to put in the Bible. So somehow that got in there, and it indicates that there are other gods of one form or another, and possibly alien realities here. But as far as, I don't know if it would have such a tremendous effect anymore on people. I think, again, people don't really understand their own religions. I think that they believe what they want to believe. Some would accept it, some would not. I mean, I'm on all kinds of live call-in shows all the time, and people find out I have a theological education, and they will blame me for not embracing their religious beliefs. So they'll go, you know, how can you do this? How can you say? Well, so, well, you know, I mean, it all depends on, you know, whether you know about your own history of your religion or not. Now, Roman Catholics will call up and say this, 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 and this, and they accuse me of heresy. Well, as one who has studied this stuff, I can see heresy after heresy after heresy in what they're saying. You can go nuts just thinking about this stuff. So I think that in the end, people will decide what they want to believe, how they want to believe it, and that I don't think the alien thing is any exception. You know, again, unless they come in like bulls in a china shop, start, you know, wrecking stuff and, you know, doing the science fiction movie thing, that would be different. But I think as far as revelations that aliens exist and may be visiting, I think that I don't think it would have that much of an effect at all.
Which I don't know if you have read Whitley Strieber's book he released this in 2020 called A New World.
I haven't read it yet, no.
He basically is saying that the entities that has, you know, been communicating with him, you might as well have written this book, Paul, because the very same things that you're saying, Whitley is saying as well. But he's saying that these other intelligence, that their goal is to join with us to enjoy mortality, because they live in a eternal world and they want to know what it's like to live in a brief period of time. Basically, Whitley is saying that these things are wanting to do just what you said, to make that grand entrance into our world, and we just have to accept the idea and welcome them in.
Sounds almost like a demonic point of view, though, doesn't it? Where Dracula can't enter your home until you invite him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can enter his home of your own free will.
Right, right. Except that, you know, Whitley is, you know, couched it in the whole, you know, modern, you know, UFO, other intelligence type of phenomena. But, I mean, you know, he's gone beyond, you know, saying that, you know, we're dealing with extraterrestrials from other planets, that we're dealing with the other.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Ben and I seem to mean, these parasite cases. Now, I like Whitley and I trust him, but I have to read the book first to really see. Maybe I'm getting up there in years, call me irresponsible or something, but I get more doubtful about, face value of many of these points of view as I get older. I think that in the end, well, my favorite quote from my favorite saint, Julian of Norwich, is, in the end, all would be well. I think in the end, everything's going to work out. But in the meantime, there are plenty of mess-ups and plenty of ruses. These alien parasites that are talking about, who came across as alien in all these different cases, and I believe I was running into, too, in possession cases, when I was working with a priest while I was in the seminary, and I just didn't think what was going on was right. I didn't think we were doing any good. I think with this, especially with the Roman Catholic institutionalized commanding ritual they were using, I think these things were playing us for fools. I think they were feeding on it. Because half the time the priest would have to go back and do it again. And even after I graduated from the seminary, I kept in touch and, he'd have to go back and do it again. And these things were acting like what we wanted them to be. Because what does nature have among its mimics? They're walking sticks. There are all kinds of things that appear to be inanimate objects so they can attract prey or avoid prey. And I think that these parasites are just part of nature, although multiversal nature. And I think that this is what they're doing. They're being whatever they have to be. That they'll appear to be sometimes, Uncle Nick, who died, 5 years before. And, what you're seeing could be Uncle Nick in a parallel reality where he never died. I think that's what ghosts are all about. In most cases, but the parasites can use that too. So I think it's a matter of extreme caution and being knowledgeable about how these things work and realizing that you're lined up to be a hot lunch if you don't watch out. And I don't know whether Whitley's doing that. I don't know, but I think aliens of any variety can't be trusted.
Well, yeah, I mean that's exactly. The situations that I've run into in the past where, somebody is, having a poltergeist experience, haunted house or whatever, and somebody comes in and is like, oh my God, there's demons in this house. And boy, the next day, you can bet that all, if there's any crosses in the house, they're turned upside down, 666 is scrawled across the wall. Yeah, it's just, the phenomena is just waiting for something to glom onto, like you said, kind of further the fear and the energy.
So well, of course, that's like a mirror effect that's going to mirror your expectations or fears and cause those sorts of problems. Part of this is getting us into John Keel territory, don't you think? We've got Paul, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Amazon.com Incorporated's advertising business grew at the slowest pace in 5 quarters, but still delivered a higher growth rate than those of key big tech rivals. The e-commerce giant made a little over $8 billion from its advertising business in the 3 months ended September 30th, growing 50% year over year. Florida is following through on Governor Ron DeSantis' threat to sue the Biden administration over the federal order requiring employees of federal contractors to be vaccinated against COVID-19, arguing that the U.S. government lacks the authority to impose the order.
We've gone from 15 days to slow the spread to 3 jabs to keep your job somehow. Are you kidding me?
DeSantis, who has been fighting vaccine requirements issued by private companies, said the federal government is exceeding their power. This is USA Radio News. Police are investigating after a shooting early Saturday at a council member's home in Gilroy, California, left one person dead and 3 people injured. Gilroy police said in a statement that the department received a 911 call about 12:55 a.m. on Saturday. Upon arriving at the scene, they encountered a large outdoor party and learned that there was an altercation where at least one person fired a gun. Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell huddled on the Senate floor, engaging in a deep face-to-face conversation Thursday, just days after a report said the West Virginia Democrat was mulling flipping political parties. McConnell on Fox Business.
Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, the two most important Democrats in the Senate, have the ability to kill the whole package, to dramatically reduce the size of it. I'm praying for him every night.
Biden delayed a scheduled overseas trip on Thursday to meet with Democrats on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. Exactly according to my plan.
So, Paulino, did you follow much the works of John Keel?
Oh, yes. I almost got to know him, but he got sick and translated, before we had a chance to do that. But I'm always fascinated by anyone who has a journalism background, such as yourself, who got into this. And John was a print journalist like me and had a rather interesting checkered career, but his whole involvement with the Mothman affair of the 1960s was really, really fascinating. It's funny, I was a kid. In 1966, I was 13 years old, and my mother would point out to me in the Hartford Courant in Connecticut, where I grew up, they saw that giant bird in West Virginia again. And I was fascinated by that. And then, as years went by, I found out more about it. But John was one of the pioneers, along with some others, I'm thinking particularly of Jacques Vallée, of the, what he called the window area idea. And this, I think, was a sort of a precursor or a way of putting sort of the multiverse idea out there, as Jacques Vallée was doing in the 50s, that you had an area such as, in this case, the Ohio Valley, with all sorts of phenomena going on that are not traditionally related. Now, anybody who knows this story of the Mothman thinks it's just about the Mothman sometimes. If they really go into it, they'll see it wasn't just this creature that the press dubbed Mothman. They were going to call it Batman, but the TV series was starting at the time, and they didn't want a giant lawsuit, so they called it Mothman instead. But in any case, there was Mary Heyer, who was the local journalist. She worked with John Keel on some of this, talking to witnesses, and there were plenty of other things that were going on, including UFO sightings. The witnesses we talked to, who were kids at the time when we were down there twice, Ben and I, would talk about footsteps on their roofs at night, red eyes looking through their windows or out from under their furniture, increased psychic abilities on the part of many people. One remembers one of the men in black sort of figures coming in, and he had an Air Force uniform on. Her father was a veteran and said that, you know, the insignia were in the wrong places, things of that kind that were really weird. Now, John Keel later on did admit, and I gave him credit for this, to embellishing some of the stories that were in the Mothman prophecies, which surprised me, but nevertheless, I respected him for admitting it. But on the whole, from what I can see, it was relatively accurate. So the whole Mothman thing, I think, is a perfect example of what he would call a window area and we'd call a flap area.
Well, if you ever read the book The Silver Bridge by Gray Barker, An Allegorical Interpretation, it's almost, or it seemed to me at the time I read the book, which goes back to the 60s, where Barker was saying the arrival of Mothman hinted at the tragedy that was going to happen.
Well, that's a very easy way to put that, to stay out of trouble. Because there's every evidence that the Mothman phenomenon in one form or another was going on from day one in that area, back as far as the Europeans and the natives could remember. And it's still going on. The Mothman prophecies, which, of course, the book bears very little resemblance to the film. But I like the film. They really build terrific atmosphere, and it's the concepts are really interesting. That the Mothman was prophesying, as it were, the collapse of the Silver Bridge in I believe it was 1967, and that. But there's no indication that that was what was really happening.
John Keel got to see Richard Gere play a stylized representation of him.
Well, I think he and Laura Linney saved that film from the plot point of view. But they were the stars. But I rather liked it. It's certainly got a cult following. But the idea of the multiverse does seem to be, in a way, kind of in the background. It's not really brought out. Hollywood seems to be afraid of that idea. We're constantly being approached by producers. We have one who's really got the bit between his teeth, and he is determined to make a series or a feature film about us and this whole multiverse idea, because it's never been done before. So, you know, lots of luck. They're afraid to try anything new. But that's beside the point. The Mothman idea it's really still going on. And they're around Chicago right now, and really since in 2019, there have been all sorts of reports of Mothman-like creatures, some seen more than one at a time, in the skies around and over Chicago, which, of course, is a lot bigger than Point Pleasant, West Virginia. So that's ongoing and developing. So it's become a part of the paranormal world, the Mothman idea. Now, that raises the question of, people's perceptions becoming reality. The Slender Man phenomenon started on the Internet. And there's no indication that people were actually experiencing it like this, but a couple of people put the story out there that this, you know, weird slender figure would come along, and there were almost like Halloweenish kind of characteristics. And all of a sudden, people started seeing it, or they said they started to see it, and in some really negative circumstances sometimes. So again, you know, how many of these things are they anything we've been talking about? Could some of these things, even Bigfoot, UFOs, aliens, could they be thought forms that we produce?
Well, you know, when you bring up the fact that something existed on the Internet and may attain some kind of reality, that's so much in our society where, for better or worse, Meta, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, realities are created on those services. They've got algorithms that create the reality that somebody expresses an interest in something. They take it and they create the reality that will get the most engagement. True or not, the most engagement, therefore you'll click on the most ads, therefore they will make their record profits. That's what it's all about. But in a sense here, they are creating a reality. People live in this reality having nothing to do with what the truth is.
Yeah,
it's making a complete mess of our society. And then we're talking about multiverse. This is another kind of multiverse where you have perfectly normal people being manipulated into a reality that exists only in the cloud.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know what, 100 years ago, even you lived in a town, you had your family, you had your friends, and, you know, you went out and you interacted face to face. Now it's an entirely, a virtual world. You know, as you've described rather well, I think it's what do we do about it? Can we do anything about it? Because getting back to the Slender Man thing, I don't know how much money that makes anybody, but there's already been a film made about it, so I guess that can make money too. But the notion of thought forms is present in some spiritualities. The tulpa in Tibetan Buddhism, where the monks would sometimes create by concentration a thought form that would actually take shape and would sometimes develop a mind of its own and become a pain in the neck. So, I mean, is this present in other areas of the paranormal as a part of the process whereby these things will come about? There was a group of students in Ontario, Canada in the 70s, I was in touch with some of them, who actually came up with a story, as an experiment, came up with a story about a person and the whole story of the person's life, just made the whole thing up, had a seance, and there was the person. And in my opinion, it was a parasite, you know, at that point, you know, sort of they rang the dinner bell. But there was another time that was done, and there was a woman, and they actually could photograph this person who hadn't existed before, supposedly. So, I mean, these are all ways we participate in this. I think maybe calling parasites in many, many cases. But now with the Internet, I mean, we're in uncharted territory here.
We are creating virtual realities. We want to have these goggles with AI that Google tried a few years ago, Google Glass, which was a huge failure. But the idea can be frightening, create a fake reality for everybody. And yeah, that's where they go. We got more to come with Paul, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Paul Eno joining us, and he, of course, with his son. That's fun because I work with my son, or used to, from time to time. He's responsible or one of the guilty parties for Behind the Paranormal. I'm creating a reality too right now. Everybody's silent.
Oh, did you ask a question?
No, I just threw that out there. I thought you'd say something nasty or something. But the point being here is that our reality has become a complete mess because we have the internet that has its own reality. We live in this virtual world. We can put on the goggles and we can see another world. There's a theory here that we live in a virtual reality, a matrix reality, that there's some force out there that's directing what we do or creating our environment, and they just watch and listen or manipulate us.
Well, that's the holographic theory or part of it, which I think is the other side of the coin from the multiverse idea, but it's very weird. But a lot of physicists, or some anyway, suggest that the math and the science is pointing in this direction, that we are a projection of something. The question is, who's doing the projecting? Is it God in some form? Is it aliens? Is it us, ourselves? Are we our own virtual reality? Have we always been? I don't know, but it's a really strange way to explain, but a credible way to explain all the synchronicities. And our old friend Timothy Green Beckley was really, really fascinated by synchronicities. We did whole shows on it with him, both on his show and Tim's and our own. Synchronicities being, of course, coincidences or forms of coincidence, which I don't really even believe in. But you know, there are things that happen that just, it's like something is pulling strings behind us. They're just so unlikely, and they happen all the time. Whether it's meeting somebody, you know, you're in another country, and you meet your next-door neighbor. I've actually heard of that happening. What are the chances of that? Things that you know, you think of it, and then it happens. Things even in history that were predicted. You know, there's a famous story about, I think it was the 1890s, somebody wrote a short story about a ship called the Titan, and all the circumstances were the same as the Titanic some years later in 1912. I suppose there are only so many ways to tell a story. But nevertheless, I mean, there are too many synchronicities that are going on, and it makes you wonder about this. You know, somebody's really kind of pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Well, you also realize too that a lot of times maybe that synchronicity is you focus on a rare event and it becomes more significant. And that's a simple true way to look at that is you buy a brand new car, and say the car is a Volkswagen Jetta. I've had like two of them so far. And the first time I bought one, and I suddenly would see that car everywhere. Everybody had that car. If you look at the sales figures, it's not true. It's, you know, it's kind of down there. You know, the most popular compact car is actually the Honda Civic. Okay, I didn't see Civics all over the place, although they are all over the place. Volkswagen Jetta everywhere, because my eye is focused on it. And
you're right.
I wonder here if some instances of synchronicity may be due to the same cause. You're focusing on something. And so where you have the rare occasions where something lines up, yeah, but now you're looking for it, and then maybe it'll happen again.
Well, I can give you an example from more or less the paranormal realm here. We just celebrated in Rhode Island here and everywhere the 20th anniversary of that terrible nightclub fire in 2003. In a state this small, we all knew someone who was there or knew someone who lost someone who was there. It affected all of us very, very, still does. I got to know, because he was in radio, the father of the youngest victim of that nightclub fire. His name is Dave Kane. My family media company made a dubious foray into book publishing in those years, and I, you know, which I regretted when the authors weren't rich and famous in 6 months, it was my fault. But the father of this fellow came through, and he said, "Would you publish? Are you interested in publishing this book about my son?" I wasn't specifically about the fire, but it was about the weird synchronicities that had happened since the fire. And I think that in some cases, at least, it had to do with things that went beyond simply being aware of a certain, and in this case, it was a number, the number 41. For some reason, this young man, who died at the age of 18 in this fire, loved the number 41 since he was, you know, a baby, pretty much, you know, which is straight. He had a ball cap with the number 41 on it and all this, and why, nobody knew. But the number 41 started coming through immediately. The first thing that happened wasn't particularly the number, but it was they got a call. The boy's cell phone had been destroyed in the fire. But nevertheless, the day after the fire, they got a call from his cell number, and it said Nicky on it. Nicky O'Neill was his name. His parents were terribly relieved because, you know, it took a couple of days for people to realize, you know, to find out what had happened to their loved ones because it was such a disaster. And they said, "Oh, he's okay," but there was nobody at the other end. And the fire department assured him that they had the phone was, you know, had been destroyed. They got it back, but it was completely unusable. So was that simply you know, concentrating on something or being aware of it? I mean, that was a really genuine weird experience. But all of a sudden, the number 41 started coming through. And in fact, the name of his book was 41 Signs of Hope. And example after example after example of this number coming forward, you know, much of which could probably be explained, as you did, Gene, and very reasonably so. But the number 41 started manifesting in my life. I edited the book personally, and it came out to 41 chapters. You know, that might have been unconscious on the part of the author to construct it that way. But I called him and said, "You're not going to believe this." There were photographs taken with the image of this boy standing behind his mother long after the fact. So there may be more to it than just, in some cases anyway, than just recognizing the number or the focal point of, you know, whether it be a car or a number. So, but, you know, who's going to sort that out?
Yes, reality, what a concept.
Yeah, it is. Slippery concept.
But, of course, if we're dealing here with a reality that can be altered, how could we ever, ever hope to understand any of this? Good, big, huge question. We're going to end this particular segment of the show, and then Paulino will be back on After the Paracast for more discussions, further explorations into the fact that what we think we knew is all wrong. But tell our listeners some right answers now if they want to find more of what you do. Where do they go?
Well, the best way is just go to behindtheparanormal.com, and that's got all kinds of gateways to our main site with case histories. And it's also got over 1,000 hours of shows. We first went on the air in 2008, my son and myself. And any topic you want to discuss, you'll probably find it in there. And we were on CBS Radio for 4.5 years. It's all free, so help yourself.
Okay.
Books you can buy as well.
Tim Swartz, where do we find your stuff?
Sure. All of my books you can find on Amazon.com, and my website is conspiracyjournal.com. Lots of articles by for myself, the late Timothy Green Beckley, and Sean Castile, and many others.
Sounds like a plan. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Meta. I mean, Facebook. Okay, that's going to take some getting used to. But we got used to calling Google Alphabet, right, folks? Or maybe not.
No.
You can find branded merchandise for the Paracast at the Paracast.shop or the Paracast.store. Either one, the Paracast.shop, the Paracast.store, with the logos and the T-shirts and the hats. And I think we got some throw pillows in there, which you won't want to throw after you get them. Also, we have the Paracast Plus, where we offer a special version of this show, free of the network ads, with better quality audio. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. Oh, it's uncensored. Seriously. Don't have to follow the FCC rules and regs. After the Paracast, to learn more, go to the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. We also offer a special deal for a lifetime or five-year subscriptions. Use the coupon code UFO20, that's 20, UFO20, for a 20% discount at the Paracast.plus. Paul Eno, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Tim.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.